Welcome to your daily stock news briefing. Here are today's market updates. Starting off with the broader macroeconomic sentiment echoing across online financial forums. A major discussion point on r/stocks centers around the perennial warnings of the yen carry trade eventually unwinding and sparking a severe market crash. The thesis suggests that because Japanese interest rates have historically remained near zero, global institutions borrowed cheap yen, converted them into dollars, and scooped up high-yielding U.S. treasuries, equities, and various investments. The looming fear is that an unwinding will trigger systemic liquidation. However, top-voted Reddit commentators were quick to push back against this narrative, noting that they have heard these doomsday predictions for the past 2 years without a timeline, making such analysis practically useless without considering counterbalancing forces like currency debasement naturally inflating asset values. Also making waves on r/stocks is an explosive report detailing Robotus posting a second-quarter revenue jump of 95% year-over-year to roughly $10.9 million, alongside an eye-watering 723% surge in operating profit, reaching $1.4 million. This was driven by insatiable global demand for humanoid robot actuators, which accounted for 98% of their total revenue, with sales into the Chinese market tripling from the previous quarter. Despite these bullish fundamentals, acute skeptics in the comments section raised red flags, questioning why a component supplier is pouring massive capital into a factory in Uzbekistan to build competing humanoid robots, and expressing heavy skepticism regarding the vague financial disclosures and the anonymous poster's account history. On a more introspective note, retail investors on r/stocks engaged in a candid discussion about moving past meme stock hype, momentum chasing, and confirmation bias. Experienced contributors advised that sustainable investing requires looking past social media hype, diving deep into cash flows and earnings per share growth, and actually listening to institutional questions during corporate earnings calls rather than falling prey to late-stage momentum. Shifting over to r/investing, community members expressed widespread shock at how many individuals with the financial means still fail to invest or secure adequate retirement funds. Discussions highlighted a heavy reliance on Social Security, the harsh realities facing younger generations attempting the financial independence retire early movement, and retail investors waking up to the fact that sticking exclusively to high-yield savings accounts due to market mistrust leaves them vulnerable to inflation over the long haul. Meanwhile, in dividend investing circles on r/dividends, users shared encouraging portfolio updates. One popular thread featured an investor who shifted toward growth stocks over the past year, successfully expanding their overall net worth, while other users debated generating passive income streams akin to a part-time job. Several seasoned contributors noted pulling in upwards of $1,700 a month in dividends and interest, choosing to aggressively reinvest while young, though critics warned newer investors against over-concentration in tech-heavy individual holdings rather than sticking to broad market index funds like VTI and VXUS. Over on r/WallStreetBets, traders were up to their usual high-risk antics, joking about putting short positions on Italy through credit default swaps tied to Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese loans, while another viral post showed a devastating loss porn update where a user watched their options portfolio peak at $1.5 million before completely collapsing, culminating in a humorous nod toward working up the corporate ladder at Wendy's. In corporate retail news, consumer electronics giant Best Buy is making strategic adjustments to combat post-COVID sales slumps. As covered by CNBC Television, the company is opening a series of smaller and medium-format retail stores this summer, launching locations in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and Jonesboro, Arkansas. This physical footprint reevaluation comes on the heels of fluctuating quarterly results, persistent global tariffs, and surging memory chip costs that continue to squeeze margins. This strategic shift will serve as one of the ultimate litmus tests for incoming Chief Executive Officer Jason Bonfig, who has spent nearly 3 decades at the company and is set to replace current leader Corey Barry in October. Barry navigated the retailer through the turbulent waters of the pandemic, high inflation, and sweeping trade tariffs, but incoming leadership is laser-focused on reigniting meaningful sales growth and capturing the massive tailwinds of the artificial intelligence boom. Finally, in the technology and media space, Bloomberg Technology reported on the fascinating economic rise of artificial intelligence music and AI-generated artists across streaming platforms. Streaming services are currently drawing distinct lines on how to handle synthetic audio. While Deezer is proactively labeling AI-generated songs, Spotify is taking a nuanced approach by labeling AI personas and virtual bands. Data from trackers reveals that virtual AI bands like Breaking Rust have pulled in hundreds of thousands of dollars, racking up tens of millions of streams on hit tracks like On Borrowed Time. However, this phenomenon has created intense friction among traditional musicians and listeners who feel sidelined by algorithmic playlist promotions, forcing platforms to re-evaluate how they feature and monetize synthetic musical acts moving forward.